This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Turn our attention right here, our own backyard. A productive spring for the University of Miami ends it up on a pretty high note. It's Saturday at the Cobb Field, obviously on campus. Quaint little crowd, one of those in attendance as he was the entire spring. Alex Dono, our own Alex Dono, does so much as far as University of Miami, Locked On Canes, the broadcast, the post-game show. Right here on 560 WQAM. Alex, thanks so much for taking the time on this Monday evening.
Hey, Blue, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me. And I thought that the atmosphere and the vibe at Cobb Stadium, it was better than I expected. I actually really enjoyed it. They had a big line of food trucks right outside the field. You know, it was perfect weather, which was great. And obviously not the huge capacity that they've had in some recent spring games, but the place for what it was packed and everyone seemed to have a good time.
Obviously 99% of the people were there to see that one man, number one, Cam Ward. They had heard a lot about him. He's somebody that everybody is talking about being that player that could put Miami over the hump and, you know, maybe the difference between a 9, 10, or 11 win season. I know he had a real good spring. What about on Saturday in front of a really good crowd?
He had a great showing in the spring game. He was the MVP for me of that spring game. He looks very comfortable in the Shannon Dawson offense. There were really only, you could probably count the times on one hand that he threw an incomplete pass. You can see a little bit of that improvisation, Blue. Obviously, there's only so much you can see when the hitting for quarterbacks is not fully live. They're not tackling him to the ground and stuff. But you can see him moving outside the pocket, manipulating the pocket, directing his receivers downfield when he gets out of the pocket through a couple of flips and shovel passes that were nicely done and completed. And I think the most important thing as far as Ward goes is he – seems to have the same sort of chemistry with Xavier Restrepo that Tyler Van Dyke did, which is a good sign moving forward. The two of them connected from the very first pass of the game. They connected several times thereafter. I like the chemistry that Ward has built with Isaiah Horton as well, and Ward speaks very highly of Isaiah. I think that's someone who can take a step up this year. So Ward, to me, I mean, you come out of that spring game, and this it's not just the spring game because we've seen it throughout. I know you watched one of the more recent scrimmages, and Ward looked very good there. He's really been a standout all spring long. So you come out of that realizing that, hey, not saying Miami is necessarily going to be perfect this year, but right, quarterback's not going to be a problem. It's going to be a strength this season.
Alex, aside from Saturday, you had an opportunity to see quite a few practices, albeit shortened through the rule of Miami only letting the media see a certain amount. But what were some of the takeaways that you had from this spring?
The big one is Elijah Lofton. And you and I have talked so much about the true freshman early enrollee tight end who's going to play multiple different roles. I mean, I liked what you said, Blue, when I had you on Locked On Canes last week, that he's going to get on the field as soon as that Florida game, August 31st, that Elijah Lofton is going to be part of that week one game plan. He can do a little bit of everything, or a lot of everything. I mean, he's not only had some one-handed catches and highlight reels at tight end in practice. I've had a chance to see a number of those in person. He's been getting a lot of work at running back and looks very serviceable there, that he can be, you know, potentially a second, third, or fourth string running back, depending on what Miami needs and who they bring in the transfer portal. There's been a number of other young guys who have made impressions on us. JoJo Trader has been really good at receiver, another freshman on defense. The two guys that they brought in from Alabama in recruiting, Cole McConathy at defensive end, just looks really strong. Cam Pruitt, Bobby Pruitt, they call him, the linebacker, looks really good. And some of these guys heading into their second year as well, Blue. I like what I've seen from Popo Aguirre at linebacker. I really like Ray Joseph, who was another one who had a big spring game. You know, another receiver who had a really good spring game was Shamar Kirk, which I was really happy to see. He had the big yards after catch on the pass from Emery Williams, and he also had a deep ball that he caught from Jakari Brown, which was a good throw and a really good catch. So he really stood out in the spring game, which was nice to see. You know, the offensive line, they're replacing a couple of important pieces from last year with Matt Lee, your starting center, off to the NFL. Javion Cohen, your starting left guard, off to the NFL. I know Coach Mirabal feels pretty good about the guys that are replacing them or possibly replacing them. I think left guard is still a competition. Center is going to be Zach Carpenter, who transferred in from Indiana. The other pieces from last season are mostly the same on the offensive line. So, you know, there have been a number of standouts, Blue. I think that there's also, you know, some positions Miami's going to look to address in the transfer portal. I think they're going to be going for quantity, not quality. Not that they have really any roster spots to spare right now, so players are going to have to leave for others to come in. But I do think Miami could probably use standout players in areas that are not, are a little bit thinner, like cornerback, maybe safety, running back, because I don't know exactly when Mark Fletcher is going to be fully healthy coming off his foot injury. They might want to use like a marquee running back. But, you know, all in all, the team looks more competitive than they were at this time last year, Blue. So I'm expecting improvement.
No doubt. Alex Dono joins us, Locked On Canes. If you had an opportunity to listen to that on a daily basis, the offseason, I believe, is more informative than any time of the year. So much going on. Portal opened up today, Alex. You had alluded to it. They've got some spots, obviously, that they have to kind of eliminate because they're over scholarships. But they also, as you said, they want to leave a few open to bring in some kids. When does that all happen? Is that a 2-week deal, or how long do they have to kind of make that final roster?
Yeah, it's open for 2 weeks, the portal, but that just means that's when players can enter until April 30th. You don't have to have your roster finalized. So there could be some players who haven't picked a destination until after April 30th. But so that's just the 2-week period where guys can actually get into it. And, you know, I'm expecting, and I can't emphasize this enough from everything that I'm hearing, Blue, Miami's going to be aggressive for certain positions. And I think the reason why they're going to be so aggressive to try to bring in frontline players is I think there's a feeling both externally and internally that Cam Ward is actually probably exceeding their expectations for what he's done since he arrived in January. And they really want to go all in to try and win something with him, that they want to surround him with the best possible talent. Because, you know, you never know when you're going to get another quarterback like this. I mean, I think he's going to be the best quarterback Miami's had in several years. And, you know, you can't necessarily expect, you know, whoever emerges the following year to be as dynamic as Ward. It might take you a while to find another one like this. You never know. So I think they want to go all in while they have Ward here.
Yeah, no doubt. Alex, let everybody know how they can follow you, because obviously social media-wise, you're really active. And also, on a daily basis with Locked On Canes, you do a lot of stuff with the Locked On Network. And not only that, when the season comes, you're part of this broadcast team that's second to none.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, and you can find me. I do most of my Canes-related stuff on my show account. It's at Locked On Canes on X. You can find us there. I tweet out all the links and all the show times. That's where everything comes out of. And, yeah, you can watch or listen to Locked On Canes. We're on YouTube every day, usually 11:30 in the morning is when we premiere our episodes. And also you can get the audio version anywhere, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. There's like 1,000 podcast apps. I think we're on pretty much all of those. So check us out there. We'll be talking probably a lot of transfer portal tomorrow, because I think we'll have maybe a better idea tomorrow. Some of the players Miami might lose, and hopefully some of the players they can gain.
Good stuff. Look forward to joining you again. A lot of fun when you join us as well. Thanks, Alex. I can't thank you enough.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
Good stuff. Alex Dono, Locked On.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.